one stop. This is Joe speaking.
This is Mario. Sorry, brother, to bother you again, man. I just got done from Mason back in my desk. Can you just let me know what exactly, I didn't understand the transition, what happened there with that agent?
Yeah, no worries. Basically, as we're going through it, I realized, like, I just don't have my ducks in a row just yet, and I'm wondering if we can kind of just delay the onboarding by a month, just because, like, you know, I don't have the address ready yet for the Google My Business. I don't have,
I did talk to my IT guys. They said we can ghost the address, so we're not, you know, we don't have to post it, they advised me, right? So we can still get the ball rolling block the address. I mean, we would promote just the business itself.
I understand, but I'm familiar with the, you know, Google My Business, and I know they still require an address when you make the profile. They don't show it to the customers,
mm-hmm.
but there's still, like, an underlying address tied to it. I just need a couple of weeks to kind of get everything, because I don't have a marked vehicle either. I know that branded invoices, things like that. You guys kind of caught me when I was just getting started. So, like, I still want to move forward. I just, like, if we can just pause until next month, I'll be much more prepared.
Okay. Well, the thing is, regarding the payment's already done. If we, you know, when you say pause it, I mean, it's the only thing that happens is that the payment, I mean, at least the first payment, it's already satisfied. So, you know, that's where we cross the hump in, because, we have to, initiate, let's see what we can bear with me here.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, if we can just, like, I don't know, put it on hold just for next month and then apply this month's, maybe something like that.
Yeah, that's where, you know, the issue takes place, that we're not able to do that for the first month. If it would have been the second month, it's not a problem. The first month's payment.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Like, you guys just hold on to the payment. That's cool with me. And then just if you just don't charge me next month, maybe, and then we resume as normal on month 3.
Okay. Okay, bear with me here one quick second. Okay. And let me get with my director, because I know but through our terms, the first mm-hmm. month is the only month that's non-refundable. But let me get with my director and see if we, what we can do here. I'm definitely trying to see how we can accommodate you, even if we have to, you know, postpone it at least a couple of weeks or something of that nature.
Yeah, that'd be ideal.
You know, to at least, give you that time. The only thing is that the renewal date, that's going to stay the same, just so you know, which will be the 14th of every month. Okay.
Okay.
So let me see if I'm able to push this back, as much as I can, because I don't want you to lose out on that payment you already made. So let me pull some strings, Daryl, then I'll give you a call back, brother.
I appreciate that.
All right, brother. You got it, man. Okay. Bye-bye.